O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Psalms 8:1. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God began to dwell with us here on earth, in a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Heaven is his home, and he was destined to be the Saviour when placed in Mary's belly. Simply put, destiny is a plan created ahead of time and followed through exactly. Long ago, prophets would tell of the Saviour to come. And God is a promise keeper. Sometimes people can break their promises for whatever reason. But God promised a Saviour, which allows you to have forgiveness when you mess up. And God kept his promise. Mary trusted God and said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. God looked upon her humble life. For, behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Emmanuel is one of Christ's names, and it is holy. Holy meaning set apart, pure, or even full of power. Just because you cannot see God, it doesn't mean he is not with you. Your faith can connect you to him when you feel lonely, anxious, or afraid. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Psalms 8:1. He is also King of kings and Lord of lords. When Christ came to earth, he did not sit on a throne or live in a huge palace like other kings. He often slept outside or with friends. He lived a very humble life. So, you must remember that the greatest gift was already given through Christ. When Christ was on earth, he said, But suffer little children, and forbid them not, to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. His arms are wide open to receive your love, and it doesn't matter that you are a child. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Jeremiah 10:6. Thank you for listening, and remember to always keep Christ in Christmas.